弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace be with you all.
现在奉主耶稣圣名，一起来查考圣经的道理。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we study the Bible together.
晚上来查考建殿的宝贵石头。
And the topic for today is the precious stones for building the temple.
从这个星期开始，我们读圣经读回来了列王记上。
This week we started reading First Kings.
这是以色列选民国度的历史。
This is the history of the Israelite nation.
从大卫他年老归到列祖之后，他的儿子所罗门接续作王开始。
It starts from talking about when David was of advanced age, and then Solomon became king.
所以我们一开始就看到所罗门接续他的父亲大卫登上了国位。
So then, it starts off to talk about how Solomon's reign began.
那圣经就记录这位王他是怎么样从神得到智慧，能够治理神的百姓。
And it talks about how Solomon received wisdom from God, and he was able to lead the Israelites.
神是如何赐他四境平安啊，国泰民安，为了要准备一个大环境，特地为了要建造神的圣殿。
And how God provided them a peaceful environment, so that he could build the temple of God.
因为他要建造圣殿啊，这是神的旨意。是在神的带领底下来逐步完成的。
Because it was the will of God for him to build the temple, and it was under the guidance of God.
他的国家也非常强盛啊，四围列国向他进贡，让他可以有足够的资金啊材料来建造圣殿。
And the nation was very strong and prosperous, and he had enough materials to build the temple.
建造圣殿这些工程基本上不是所罗门或者是以色列民独立完成的。
Building the temple was not just the efforts of Solomon or his people.
其实是因着神的祝福，那神感动这些他要用的人把所需要的材料送进来。
But actually, God also moved other people to provide materials for the temple.
所以从列王记上第五章开始一直到第八章，他就把这个整个建造圣殿的过程记录得非常的完整。
So 1 Kings chapter 5 all the way to 8 describes in a lot of detail as to how the temple was built.
那类似的记录在历代志上从第二章到第八章也都记得很详细。
First Chronicles chapter 2 to 8 also has a very detailed explanation of building the temple.
如果我们看列王记里面所呈现的历史，有时候一个王他统治几年做了什么事，可能就是几节的经文就带过去了。
In First Kings, when it talks about some kings, the history of the kings and how they reigned, sometimes it's not very, very long in the explanations.
不多的王他的一生会记录得很详细，记很多东西。
And not many kings have a very detailed explanation of their reign in the Bible.
因为当时候要写历史这个篇幅非常珍贵的。
Because at that time, writing the history on paper for those kings was very precious.
所以要留下来的一定是要非常有价值。
So to write it all down and keep it as history, it was very precious and valuable.
那在列王记里面，你看，它其实列王记上才二十几章啊，它有关于圣殿的记录就占了五章的篇幅，很长。
First Kings has 20 odd chapters, and the description of the temple already is numerous chapters.
为什么圣经要把这个建殿的过程写得这么详细呢？
Why is it so detailed in describing the temple and the building of the temple?
因为这跟后来要建设属灵的圣殿，就是真神的国度、真教会有关系。
Because it's related to building the true church.
我们知道圣殿它的前身就是神要摩西所建立的会幕。
Because it's also related to Moses's.
就是在建殿以前，其实以色列百姓他们 已经有个会幕了。
They already had a tabernacle before the temple.
那这个会幕是神指示摩西在旷野的时代所建立起来的。
The tabernacle was built according to God's instructions to Moses.
那这个会幕是要做什么？
What was the tabernacle for?
我们之前在查考出埃及记的时候有谈到。
Previously, when we studied the book of Exodus, we talked about this.
我们如果看出埃及记二十五章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 25.
再复习一下。
Let's
revise this. 这个建立圣殿的历史跟神的教会的建设是有关系的。
Because this history here is also related to the establishment of the true church.
在建立圣殿以前，是神吩咐百姓要建立会幕。
So before the temple was built, God told the Israelites to build the tabernacle.
请读二十五章的第八节、第九节。
Exodus chapter 25, verse 8, and let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them.
第九节。
Verse 9, according to all that I show you, that is the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all its furnishings, just so you shall make it.
这里特别提到这个会幕，它所有的样式里面的结构。全部都是神一一指示要摩西记录下来照着做的。
So he records in details the measurements and dimensions of the tabernacle as instructed by God to Moses.
那在这个会幕里面有圣所、至圣所。
In the tabernacle, there's a holy place and the holy of holies.
这个圣所，圣经说神说我要可以住在他们中间。
And God dwelt in the holy of holies.
那个圣所就是。被分别出来的所在是属于神的。
And this holy place was of God's.
所以神临在的地方叫做圣地。
And where God dwells is holy.
反正只要跟神有关系的，它都跟一般的世界不一样。
Something to do with God is different from the world.
所以这里神特别说，我要跟百姓同住。
So God said, I will dwell with the people.
那不是只有跟百姓住啊，其实更重要的是。要让百姓可以到神的面前来跟他相会。
And not just dwelling among the people, but allowing the people to come to him.
所以重要的是百姓知道说在什么地方他们可以见到神。
So they knew where they can meet God.
那见到神的目的是要能够得到神的指示，而且同时也能够享受神的恩典。
So that way they know where they can get grace from God and guidance.
我们现在再看二十五章读二十一节跟二十二节。
Chapter 25, verse 21 and 22. You shall put the mercy seat on top of the ark, and in the ark you shall put the testimony that I will give you. 22. And there I will meet with you, and I will speak with you from above the mercy seat, from between the two cherubim which are on the ark of the testimony, about everything which I will give you in commandment to the children of Israel.
这里提到说在会幕里面，神特别要摩西制造这个约柜。
So God instructed Moses to create this ark.
那这个约柜要放在至圣所里面。
And the ark must be put in the holy of holies.
那这个约柜上面它的盖子要做施恩座。
And on top of the ark, there must be the mercy seat.
那这个地方，他说就是神跟百姓相会的所在。
And that's where God will speak to the people.
那在这个约柜里面放着神，他要颁布给百姓的这个法版。
And inside the ark there will be the testimony from God.
在这里百姓可以得到神的恩典。
From there the people can receive grace from God.
他们可以得到神的指示。
They can receive direction, guidance from God.
所以最开始会幕的来源就是出于神的爱，神要跟百姓同行这个旅程。
So their tabernacle was an expression of God's love that God will be with them.
那这个会幕其实就存在了很久，一直到百姓进入迦南地区了。
So they used the tabernacle for a long time up until when they entered Canaan.
这个会幕经过了许多搬迁的历史。
And the tabernacle moved with them on their journey in this history.
甚至神的约柜也曾经被掳到外邦去。
And the ark was also taken away to foreign lands before.
那当百姓进入迦南地之后，其实很多民都已经忘记神的会幕，那也不会很珍惜神的约柜了。进了迦南地以后，在历史的演进里面，我们看到有一段时间百姓对神的约柜根本就没有关心的。
After they entered Canaan, the people forgot about the ark and they didn't have a relationship with God.
但是大卫不一样。
But David was different.
大卫知道，他之所以能够当王，是真的100%是神的恩典，神保守他的性命，救了他，而且又让他能够坐上王位。
But David was different. He understood that God saved him, and our Heavenly Father is his God, and he understood it was God guiding him.
所以当大卫当王之后，大卫当了王。
After David became king.
在撒母耳记下第七章。
In Second Samuel chapter 7.
他住在王宫里面，享受国神赐给他的平安。
He lived in the palace and he was enjoying the peace that God had given him.
但是他想到神的约柜。
He thought of the ark of God.
所以他跟当时的先知这样说。
So he said to the prophet.
撒母耳记下七章，请读第一节跟第二节。
Second Samuel chapter 7 verse 1-2. Now it came to pass when the king was dwelling in his house and the Lord had given him rest from all his enemies around too, that the king said to Nathan, the prophet, See now I dwell in a house of cedar, but the ark of God dwells inside tent curtains.
这里很明显的说了，其实大卫他是出于为了要报答神的爱，神赐给他的恩典，所以他想要为约柜建造一个地方来让神的约柜可以放的。
Here records very clearly that David, because he saw that the ark was inside tent curtains, he wanted a better place to put the ark.
他要为神的会幕、神的约柜盖一个家、一个房子。
He wanted to build a building, a home for this ark of God.
大卫的这个心意，神领受了，但是神不要大卫来建造。
This good heart that David had, God accepted, but God didn't want David to build it himself.
但是因为大卫有这个心意，他会想到神的事，所以神也因为他这个建殿的提议，跟他立了一个非常重要的约。
So David had this good heart and good idea, and he made a covenant.
神是因为大卫哈，他这个心哈，跟他立了这个很重要的他的。子孙哦，可以一直坐在他这个王位上的这个大卫之约，就因为这样而来的。
And because of that, his son later on became king.
哦，那所以这个 covenant 这个约哈，这个约就是跟以后的要真的出现的这个救主有关系的。
And this covenant was also related to later when our Savior came about.
大卫的子孙要一直坐在这个王位上掌权。
The descendants of David would continue to reign.
而且要复兴神国的荣耀。
And it would prosper the glory of God.
那所以其实建造圣殿本身，对以当时物质来看，神其实不需要住在一个地方的，不是吗？
Although we understand that God doesn't have to be in just one place.
但是现在。大卫他这一个心要建造一个圣殿，神接受以后，神特别指示说，你的儿子将来你一个儿子，那他来为我建造这个殿宇。
And because David had this good idea and good intention, to build the temple, God wanted his son to build the temple later on.
那其实这个圣殿哈，它本身。神是天地的王，天地的主，他怎么会只有住在一个房子里面？那是不可能的。
Our Heavenly Father is he doesn't just dwell in one place, one building.
那神要所罗门来建造圣殿，其实这里很重要的，将来神要与人同住的这个属灵的预表，其实是跟真教会有关系。
It represents spiritually the true church.
是因为接下去。人可以照着神的指示来到神所指定的地方，然后跟神相会，与神亲近的。
Because it's the place that where people are drawn to draw near to God.
我们来先看一下历代志下的第二章。
Let's turn to Second Chronicles chapter 2.
历代志下第二章。
Second Chronicles chapter 2.
第二章现在来读一下第四节到第六节。
Verses 4-6.
历代志下二章四节到六节，请读。
Second Chronicles chapter 2 verse 4-6. Verse 4, Behold, I am building a temple for the name of the Lord my God, to dedicate it to him, to burn before him sweet incense for the continual showbread, for the burnt offerings morning and evening on the Sabbaths, on the new moons, and on the set feasts of the Lord our God. This is an ordinance forever to Israel. 5, And the temple which I build will be great, for our God is greater than all gods. 6, But who is able to build him a temple, since heaven and the heavens of heavens cannot contain him? Who am I then that I should build a temple, him a temple, except to burn sacrifice before him?
这里所罗门他在说明他为什么要建造圣殿这个最开始的用意了，原因呢？
And here Solomon explains the reason, the original reason for why the temple needed to be built.
他是把这个心意，这些神所吩咐的哈，他是跟这个推罗王西南来讲的。
And he explained to Hiram, king of Tyre, why the temple needed to be built.
他说：“我是谁啊？我竟然能够盖一个房子给神住吗？那不可能啊。”
And he said, "Who am I to build the temple of God?"
他说建造这个殿宇，其实是为了能够照着神的指示来到他面前烧香，表示说我可以跟神亲近，能够得到神的接纳。其实在这里，人是可以得到福气的。
And so he explained that in the temple where he can burn sweet incense to God and draw near to God.
那这个献祭烧香，这是神在带领摩西带领以色列百姓出埃及地之后，神所要建立的这个祭司的国度所建立起来的制度，就是拜神的方法。
And God established the method of worshiping him.
现在他们要敬拜这个天上独一的真神，是有能力的，而且是有圣洁公义的、慈爱的。
And to worship God is it is full of love and.
这个神跟外邦的偶像不一样。
This God versus other gods is not the same.
他是天地的主。
He is the heavenly Father.
那这群百姓是属他的。
These people are his.
他要成为他们的父亲，这些子民成为他的儿子。
And he will be their father. They are his children.
然后他把他的心意指示给这些儿子们知道。
And God tells his children what to do.
要怎么样敬拜神？神有他的方法。
How to worship God? God has his way.
他就一一的指示他的百姓。
So step by step, God instructed his people.
将来万国都要因着这群百姓知道说，这位天地的主宰、独一的真神，要人怎么敬拜他？人怎么可以亲近得福气
？So that man can understand how to draw near to God and be blessed.
那所以其实当时候。建造圣殿，所罗门很清楚，就是我们能够来到这个地方跟神亲近，照他的方式得到他的喜悦，那我们就蒙福，就有平安了。
So when we come to this place to draw near to God, and we will be blessed and we have peace.
那这样的一个圣殿最开始的动机，其实等到所罗门他建好之后，他跟神祷告。
So after the temple was built, then Solomon prayed God.
他的祷告里面就特别提起来说，其实到最后，这个殿是给万国万民可以来到神的面前跟他祷告得福气的所在了。
So he prayed about how this temple is for people of all nations to pray to God, draw near to him.
这是为什么在后来的以赛亚书以及主耶稣基督他来到人间的时候，他特别提起这个圣殿是要作为万国祷告的殿。
So Jesus specifically mentioned. That this temple will be a place for all nations.
就是说，当我们不管你是谁，你只要愿意来到这个神立名的地方，你跟他祷告，你就可以体验到他，而且能够领受到他所应许的恩典。
So no matter who you are, you're able to go to the temple to pray to him and receive his grace.
所以圣殿本身其实是提供一个神所分别的地方，让我们人可以来到他的面前，得到。真的从敬拜神当中得到福气，让我们领受神所要赐给人的所有的一切。
The temple is different from other places in the world. It's a place we can draw near to God and receive the blessings and grace from God.
好，所以现在圣殿这个整个要建造的所有的一切，其实神都已经有计划的。
So the structure and building of the temple, God already had a plan.
那我们知道，神在所罗门还没有出生那个时代，其实神就已经预定好了大卫的一个儿子要来建造这个殿宇。
Before Solomon was even born, God had already had a plan that how the temple would be built and that Solomon would build.
那我们知道所罗门他这个名字本身就是平安的意思。
The name of Solomon means peace.
那他这个儿子一出生以后，应该是说所罗门这个名字是大卫跟他取的。
And the name of Solomon was chosen by Moses.
是大卫。就是大卫取他的儿子的名字嘛。
David chose the name.
好，那可是后来神又赐给他另外一个名字啊。
But then later God gave him a different name.
我们看一下这个历史，看撒母耳记下。
Let's turn to 2 Samuel.
撒母耳记下。
Second Samuel.
当时候神特别给给大卫这个儿子取一个名字。
At that time, God especially chose a name for the son of David.
我们看撒母耳记下我们来看撒母耳记下撒母耳记上，对不起。
First Samuel.
就是大卫他犯罪以后
After David sinned.
对不起，记下，撒母耳记下。
十二
章。撒母耳记下十二章第二十四节。
Second Samuel chapter 12.
二十四节，请读二十四节。
Chapter 12, verse 24.Then David comforted Bathsheba his wife and went into her and lay with her. So she bore a son and he called his name Solomon. Now the Lord loved him. 25. And he sent word by the hand of Nathan the prophet. So he called his name Jedidiah because of the Lord.
看这里，神特别借着先知给所罗门又取了一个名字，叫做耶底底亚。
So God told Nathan the prophet to name Solomon Jedidiah.
他说是因为神爱他。
Because God loved him.
那所罗门他现在这两个名字很重要。
And so these two names are really important.
大卫很清楚这个儿子事实上是神祝福的。
David was very clear that Solomon was blessed by God.
大卫期待这个儿子带来平安，所以他取名字啊。
And he hoped that this child will bring peace, so that's why he chose Solomon.
The name. 这个平安要因着有神的爱而得到。
And with peace, it is through God's love.
所以神特别赐给所罗门这个名字耶底底亚，主神爱你。
So God especially chose this name Jedidiah because He loved him.
所以我们看到这个要执行建殿的这个人物其实是在神的旨意底下。被生下来，而且是神所爱的人。
And so this person, this Solomon was birthed through was loved by God.
所以我们谈到建圣殿这个关键人物就是所罗门。
And so the key point of the temple was Solomon.
那其实在这里整个建殿的这个过程这里所罗门有一个非常重要的属灵的意义，就是他预表着耶稣基督。
So Solomon represented Jesus.
就是因为他在这里，他成为一个平安的王。
Because he was a king of peace.
而且他是神所爱的人。
And he was loved by God.
他现在要照着父亲的指示，父亲从圣灵的感动里面所得到的这个整个圣殿的这个规模样式，他要来执行建殿的工程。
And through the love of God, he received the instructions to build the temple.
那所罗门他要用智慧来建造起来。
He used the wisdom to build the temple.
所以这个圣殿，它不是所罗门他自己的想法。
The temple wasn't built by his own ideas.
虽然所罗门他自己本身很有智慧，神特别给他智慧。
Even though God gave him special wisdom.
他上通天文，下通地理，从花草树木到飞禽走兽，他没有一样不懂的。
And there is nothing on the world that he didn't understand.
他也可以建造他自己的宫殿。
He could also build his own palaces.
但是他断不敢用他自己的想法去建造圣殿。
But he did not dare to build the temple using his own ideas.
他现在这个建殿的整个蓝图设计是由他的父亲亲自交给他去执行的。
So the blueprint for how to make the temple his father gave him.
所以比世人他说空前绝后的智慧，他也不敢去更动神对圣殿的设计。
So he didn't dare to use his wisdom to go against God's plan for how to build the temple.
神赐给他的智慧表现在他懂得顺服神。
The wisdom that God gave him, he used it and understood to obey God.
他尊重他的父亲所交给他的这个圣殿的蓝图。
He followed the blueprint that his father gave him for building the temple.
所以他完完整整的照着父亲的指示，神的感动所留下的这个样式，一一的来执行而已。
So his father who gave him the blueprint that was from God, he followed it completely.
我们看历代志上的二十八章。
Let's turn to First Chronicles chapter.
历代志上二十八章。
First Chronicles chapter 28.
大卫他虽然不能够建造圣殿，可是他为圣殿预备材料。
Even though David could not build the temple, he prepared materials.
他尽他所能的预备所有一切。
He did his best to prepare.
第二章的第二十八章的第二节。
Chapter 28, verse 2.
请读第二节。
Verse 2. Then King David rose to his feet and said, Hear me, my brethren and my people. I had it in my heart to build a house of rest for the ark of the covenant of the Lord and for the footstool of our God, and had made preparations to build it.
第三节。
Verse 3, But God said to me, You shall not build a house for my name, because you have been a man of war and have shed blood.
好，这里就看到大卫只能做他能做的，就是他为这个圣殿预备材料了。
So all David could do was prepare materials to build the temple.
好，那接下去神就是要所罗门来建造这个殿宇了。
After that, God wanted Solomon to build the temple.
他特别吩咐儿子啊，他要刚强来执行神的工作。
He instructed his son to be courageous to do the work of God.
我们看第九节。
Verse 9.
请读。
Verse 9. As for you, my son Solomon, know the God of your father and serve him with a loyal heart and with a willing mind. For the Lord searches all hearts and understands all the intent of the thoughts. If you seek him, he will be found by you.But if you forsake him, he will cast you off forever.
第十节。
Verse 10, Consider now, for the Lord has chosen you to build a house with a sanctuary. Be strong and do it.
这里大卫特别跟儿子说，你要认识主你父亲的神。
And here David instructs his son Solomon to know the heart of God.
那他说你要诚心乐意的来侍奉他。
You need to be loyal with heart.Have a loyal heart and willing mind to serve God.
你如果寻求他，你就寻见了。
If you seek him, he will be found by you.
但是如果你离弃他，那他就永远丢弃你了。
But if you forsake him, he will cast you off forever.
因为所罗门他的一生都在神的计划底下。
Because Solomon's whole life was under the hand of God.
他这一生最重要的工作是什么？神都已经给他定好的。
The most important thing of his life to do, God had already decided.
第十节他说，你特要谨慎，要小心。
Verse 10 says, you must be careful.
拣选你要为他建造殿宇，作为圣所。
God chose you to build a house for the sanctuary.
你要刚强去行。
You must be strong and do it.
这是他的任务。
This is his instruction.
那接下来呢？看第十一节。
Verse 11.
那请读十一节到十二节。
Verses 11 to 12. Then David gave his son Solomon the plans for the vestibule, its houses, its treasuries, its upper chambers, its inner chambers, and the place of the mercy seat. 12. And the plans for all that he had by the spirit of the courts of the house of the Lord, of all the chambers all around, of the treasuries of the house of God, and of the treasuries of the dedicated things.
你看到这两节经文一直在提到这个样式啊，这个圣殿里面这所有的一切。样式都是神在灵里面指示大卫定下来的。
And here in the spirit, God instructed David for how the all the dimensions and how the temple would look.
那不但这样子，我们如果看第十三节跟十四节。
Not just this, now let's look at verse 13 to 14. Also for the division of the priests and the Levites for all the work of the service of the house of the Lord and for all the articles of service in the house of the Lord. 14, he gave gold by weight for things of gold for all the articles used in every kind of service. Also silver for all articles of silver by weight for all articles used in every kind of service.
这里13节特别提到这个圣殿盖好之后，在里面侍奉的这些人，他们应该用什么方式来侍奉神，都已经指定下来了。Even
here it goes into detail to explain the people that would be serving God, the priests and the Levites, for what they need, what articles of service they should use.
然后特别又说明说，这个圣殿里面这个所有的器皿，它那个材料是什么，要多大、多小、多重，哎，大卫都已经指定下来，都写好的。
It even specifies and is written here the size and the materials of the articles of service.
他不能够说我很有钱，我很多材料，所以这个东西我要把它加倍，变得更重，啊，材料更好，都不用，你都不用想太多。
And he couldn't just because he had lots of money add weight to the articles of gold. He didn't need to consider all that.
大小、材料、重量，神都已经定下来了。
The weight, the size, God had already decided.
人都不能做什么。Man
cannot do anything.
一定要照着去做而已。We
must follow exactly what God said.
看第19节。
Verse 19. All this, said David, the Lord made me understand in writing by his hand upon me all the works of these plans.
所以这里圣殿，他所有的一切，其实都是在神的计划指定底下，要一一的完成。
And all this, the dimensions, of the temple, God had already decided.
大卫说，这一切的样式都是神用手画出来使我明白的。神还跟他解释为什么这样子，所以大卫很清楚啊。
So David said that the Lord made him understand in writing all the dimensions and of the temple. So David was very clear.
所以整个圣殿的建造基本上是神的计划执行的，是人只是在执行神要的这个殿宇而已。
So God was directing and guiding the whole process of building the temple. Man was just fulfilling and following God's plan.
那现在神 已经赐给所罗门这个极大的智慧，他知道说神所定的样式，这个一切有关于圣殿的部分，人都不可以更改，你一定要照着去做，这个叫做敬畏神，而且叫做有智慧。So
Solomon had feared God and he had wisdom because he understood that he had to follow every detailed instruction from God to build the temple.
所以所罗门呢，他作为一个平安王，他也是一个有智慧的王，他接下去。
So Solomon was king of peace, and he had wisdom, but he followed God's commands fully.
这件事情就像今天神要建设的属灵真教会，这个神的圣殿，这个属灵的国度。
So now when we are building the spiritual kingdom,
这是主耶稣基督他亲自建设的。
It is established by Jesus.
我们知道这个教会是基督的身体。
We know the church of God is the body of Christ.
是神的家。
It is the house of God.
所以要按照天父的指示而来。
We must follow according to our heavenly Father's instructions.
所以主耶稣来到人间，他就是要来执行这个救赎的计划。
So Jesus came to earth to fulfill the salvation plan.
然后最重要就是要建立起这个属灵的殿。
And most importantly was to establish this spiritual temple.
按照 天父的指示,
according to the instruction of our Heavenly Father.
不管是它的样式，它的格局，它里面的制度， 神都已经定下来的。
No matter the dimensions and the systems involved, God has already decided.
那真的这个教会，当主耶稣来了以后，我们看到这个教会就是在圣灵的能力，在神的指示底下，这个教会建立起来。
And through the power of the Holy Spirit, this church was established.
我们在读新约的书卷里面，我们就看到，特别在读以弗所书、哥罗西书，我们看到神他是怎么样用他的计划把这个属灵的殿、基督的身体建设。
If we really read the New Testament, Ephesians and Colossians, it talks about how God has established the spiritual church temple.
那在所罗门建造圣殿这个记录当中，第五章列王记上第五章，他特别提到这个材料的问题。
And if we turn to 1 Kings chapter 5, it talks about the materials that were used for the temple.
我们现在看回来《列王记上》第五章。
Let's turn back to 1 Kings chapter 5.
第五章，我们看到的是这个外邦的王，推罗王西兰，他成了一个很重要的助力，提供宝贵的香柏木跟石头各种建殿的材料给所罗门来建造。
And we see here the foreign king Hiram, king of Tyre, he provided very precious materials, the cedar and the precious stone.
我们看所罗门他有智慧，他不但懂得他敬畏神、顺服神他不敢更改神对圣殿的设计之外，还有一个很重要的地点。
And so even though Solomon was very wise, he knew not to change any of the plans of God.
他当时其实国家也很强盛，就是各国都向他进贡的。
And at that time, the nation was very strong. Other nations respected his kingdom.
但是所罗门他没有自大到以为他什么都可以，他什么都会。
But he did not think that he was not arrogant and thinking that he can do anything himself.
今天有时候我们如果自己能力很强的，想说什么我都会，什么都要自己做。
And sometimes we may think to ourselves, I can do anything I want. I'm able to do anything I want.
其实我们人都是有限的。
But actually, man has limitations.
所罗门他知道，他不是那个材料可以自己去凿出石头来盖房子的。
Solomon understood that he can't just go and get his own materials to build the temple.
他也知道他的国家缺乏什么。
He understood what his own nation lacked.
他也认识他的百姓里面有哪些专家。
And he understood that there were certain special
有哪些人才是他是没有的。
And some skills he did not have.
所以所罗门他的智慧呈现在他知道他自己是有限的，他不会自己以为什么都可以。
So Solomon understood his own limitations. He didn't think to himself that he can do anything.
他懂得寻求帮助的。
He understood to ask for help.
如果我们来看一下第五章
Let's turn to chapter 5.
我们先看第五节。
Verse 5.
他现在定义要为神建造圣殿。
So he decided, I'm going to build the temple of God.
所以这个殿要立神的名字的，是属神的。
And it is of, it belongs to God.
好，那他就把他这个想法跟这个外邦的王述说明白。
So he explains this to the foreign king Hiram.
我们看第六节，请读第六节。
Verse 6, now therefore command that they cut down cedars for me from Lebanon, and my servants will be with your servants, and I will pay you wages for your servants according to whatever you say. For you know there is none among us who has skill to cut timber like the Sidonians.
所罗门知道说，其实要砍伐树木，或者是这些工人，或者是材料，其实以色列他的资源有限。
Solomon understood the limitations of the Israelites in terms of cutting the cedar and getting these materials.
我们中间没有人像西顿人善于砍伐树木的。
He understood that there's no one else who can cut down cedars like them.
那其实也说明这个以色列国度里面他缺少这个木头他根本没有那个像黎巴嫩那个香柏木那么巨大那么有用的材料。
He understood that in the nation of Israel, they did not have these large pieces of wood like the cedar.
那他们其实也没有那些建筑大型工程的经验，过去真的都没有的。
And they didn't have this experience and history of building such a large building.
那如果说有，其实也就是只有大卫当王的时候，他为他自己建造宫殿这件事情在之前。
And even if there was, it would be David's experience of building the palaces.
因为第五章第一节一开始就说明这个西兰王其实跟大卫有很好的关系。
Because in verse 1 it talks about Hiram, king of Tyre, who had a very good relationship with David.
撒母耳记下第五章就说明这个西兰王曾经帮助大卫建造他自己的宫殿。
And 2 Samuel records Hiram, this king who helped David build his palace.
现在所罗门他寻求这些西兰王的帮助，提供 材料，让他来完成神的托付。
And so now, Solomon is asking Hiram, king of Tyre, to help him, get materials.
所以我们说一个有智慧的人啊，聪明人就是他会知道自己不足，他会懂得寻求帮助的。
So a wise person knows, where they are lacking, and, they will ask for help.
那他这个帮助啊，来源事实上他的父亲那一辈的时候就已经为他打下基础的。
So the foundation of, this relationship with Hiram, king of Tyre, already began through David.
所以为什么箴言告诉我们说，父亲的朋友你不要离弃
？So why does it say that, do not, forsake the friends of your father?
哦，因为你父亲的朋友对到最后对你会很有帮助的。
Because the friends of your father will also help you.
这个就是我们一个很多经验世代传承里面啊所不可或缺的一环。
And this is, we know this through experience.
好，那。所以西兰王他现在知道所罗门要做这个大工程，他很乐意的就提供他能够帮助的地方了。
So Hiram understood that Solomon wanted to build this great temple, and he was very willing to help.
他很高兴，他觉得说哇，这个儿子，这个大卫的儿子真的有智慧。
So he was very joyful, and he understood that Solomon was very wise.
我们看第七节。
Verse 7. So it was when Hiram heard the words of Solomon that he rejoiced greatly and said, "Blessed be the Lord this day, for he has given David a wise son over this great people."
那所以他说，你看今天神赐给大卫这个有智慧的儿子，可以治理这个众多的百姓。
So David was given this wise son Solomon who could guide the people.
那其实也就是他能够完成神的托付了。
And he was able to complete.What was given to him as a task from God.
最后，这个王他很乐意的说：“我会照你的心意心愿而行，我把你要的材料送给你。”
And so Hiram the king was very willing and greatly and rejoiced to give help to Solomon.
我们现在跳过去看第十二节。
And let's jump to verse 12.
请读十二节。
Verse 12. So the Lord gave Solomon wisdom, as he had promised him, and there was peace between Hiram and Solomon, and the two of them made a treaty together.
这里说。主照着所应许的赐智慧给所罗门哈。
Here records so the Lord gave Solomon wisdom as he had promised him.
所以现在所罗门他这个智慧是神赐给他的。
So the wisdom was from God.
这个智慧不但他能够判断百姓，可以去断案啊，公正的执行神啊他这个所要的这个公义。
Not only was he able to judge the people, but he was also able to create this environment with justice.
那他也可以去跟外面的人和好相处啊。
He also had good relationship with foreigners.
所以这个智慧让所罗门他可以去真的建立一个很和平的环境，众人这些列邦成为帮助他完成神托付的一个重要的助力了。
So Solomon was able to create this peaceful environment.So that even foreign people also would come to help.
他能够跟这个外邦的王立约了哈。
He made a treaty with this foreign king.
那接下去，这个人力材料就按着神建殿的需要就一一的送来了。
So then, the materials that were for the temple were sent over.
好，那所以要建造圣殿，这个材料是另外一个很重要的因素。
So the materials that were used to build the temple was very important.
那接下去这个材料就是第五章后面他所要阐述的重点，跟在第六章里面。
So the latter part of chapter 5 records the materials that were used for the temple.
要从黎巴嫩去砍香柏木，然后又要去在山上凿出这个石头来，这需要很多人力来配合的。
So it requires a lot of labor force to get the cedar from Lebanon and to get the stones from the mountains.
那我们看到所罗门他是有组织的而且是有一个制度来利用这些人力完成工作的。
So King Solomon had a system to organize the labor force.
我们现在跳过去看第十七节。
Let's jump to verse 17.
十七节。
And the king commanded them to quarry large stones, costly stones, and hewn stones to lay the foundation of the temple. 18. So Solomon's builders, Hiram's builders, and the Gebalites quarried them, and they prepared timber and stones to build the temple.
这里就是要建殿之前的这个预备工作。
So this is talking about the work that was done to get the materials prior to building the temple.
那因为这个材料先准备好之后，第六章之后就看到啊，在特定那个日子啊，王就下令开工要建造圣殿了。
So after preparing these materials in chapter 6, it talks about how the King Solomon had decided the day for when they would start actually building the temple.
啊，那所以在开工之前，他是所有的预备功夫都做得很完整。
So even before building the temple, they had already prepared very completely.
这里提到说，所罗门的这些匠人哈，在山上凿出又大又宝贵的石头来，要成为立殿的根基。
So here records that the precious stones were going to be used as a foundation.
那这些宝贵的石头啊，其实他们都是按照那个圣殿的尺寸先已经准备好的。
The foundation and the use of the stones was already decided and planned.
这个根基是最重要的嘛。
The foundation is most important.
啊，根基一定要稳固。
The foundation must be steady.
那我们现在看一下，看过去看第六章。
Let's go to chapter 26.
第六章。
Chapter 6, I mean.
读第七节。
Verse 7. And the temple, when it was built with stone finished at the quarry, so that no hammer or chisel or any iron tool was heard in the temple while it was being built.
这里提到说，这个建殿它是用山中凿成的石头。
And here records that they used stone finished at the quarry.
那这个山中凿成的石头，其实就是第五章十七节那里那些匠人哦，他们在山上凿出又大又宝贵的石头，然后他把它雕琢之后，现在带到这个地点要来建立根基，然后建造圣殿。
These were the stones that are talked about in chapter 5 verse 17, the quarry of large stones and the costly stones, which were unhewn stones, which were then moved over to the location where the temple was being built.
那这些石头在第六章的第七节特别说哈，其实他都已经在山上准备好的，他现在来了就是把他应该有的位置把它摆上去而已哦。
And so, verse 7, chapter 6, it talks about how the stones were already ready, and all they just needed to do was put it together on the for the temple.
因为七章第六章七节的下半句说，建殿的时候，锤子、斧子，别样铁器的响声都没有听见。
Because in the latter part of verse 7 in chapter 6, it records that no hammer or chisel or any iron tool was heard in the temple while it was being built.
表示说，其实当时候所罗门他要准备这些材料的时候，他都已经知道说，在这个整个建殿的这个过程当中，根基要哪些石头，多大多小，有多少个，要摆在哪里，他每一个都非常详细的已经先准备好了。
So that means that Solomon had already thought through how many stones they would need, the size, and where each piece would need to go.
因为他大小已经先定了。
Because the size of it, the stones had already been decided and made.
那个蓝图也很清楚。
And the blueprint was very clear.
这些石头什么尺寸的，其实都已经计划的。
The size of those stones had already been planned.
好，那之后呢，他搬下来就要把它放在那个位置上。
And after they brought it down, they put it into its position.
我们先看一下所罗门在盖他的宫殿的时候，第七章他也这样描述。
And here it further describes how it was built.
我们跳过去看第七章。
Verse 7.
第七章第九节。
Chapter 7, verse 9. The palace. Verse 9. And these were of costly stones cut to size, trimmed with saws inside and out from the foundation to the east, and also on the outside to the great court.
第十节。
Verse 10, the foundation was of costly stones, large stones, some 10 cubits and some 8 cubits.
11节。
Verse 11, and above were costly stones hewn to size and cedar wood.
12节。
12, the great court was enclosed with three rows of hewn stones and a row of cedar beams. So were the inner court of the house of the Lord and the vestibule of the temple.
这里所描述的是后来建完圣殿之后，所罗门他接下去造他自己的王宫的时候的一些记录。
here records after Solomon had built the temple, he built his own palace.
但是他建他的宫殿的时候，这些作为其实都是按照建造圣殿的那时候所做法的延下来的。
He actually followed the same methods, of how they built the temple in order to build his palace.
他这里特别强调说，这个所有的石头都是宝贵的。
Here it emphasizes all the stones are really precious.
按照尺寸凿成的。
And the sizing was important.
用具哈里外都把它聚齐的，都是已经凿好的。
And the materials had already been prepared.
因为这个要成为根基。
And they would be used as the foundation.
然后第十节特别说，这个宝贵的石头有十轴的，有八轴的，就是有大有小，不同 size 的。
Then it talks about the large stones, and different sizes, some 10 cubits and some 8 cubits.
然后之后在这个宝贵的石头上面才开始放上这个香柏木。
And then the costly stones were hewn to size and cedar.
就开始要建造了，这个地上建筑了嘛，哈。
And then they started to build.
那第十二节特别说，它整个圣殿，就是宫殿的周围，全部都是用这个宝贵的石头做根基，啊，然后建起来。
And so verse 12, it talks about how the precious stones were used as the foundation.
他都一直在强调这个宝贵的石头。
It emphasizes the precious stones.
是已经先凿好的。
And they were previously already cut and made.
然后接下去来建造圣殿的时候。
And then when they were building the temple.
他说你听不到这些铁器敲打的声音。
There was no sound of the hammer and chisel.
这些石头，我们看到这样在描述的时候，对我们来说到底有什么教训，有什么意义呢？
What's the meaning of these precious stones?
啊，这个意义太重要了。
This the meaning is very important.
我们将在明天的时候继续来谈。
And tomorrow we'll continue this topic.
因为这所说明的这些又大又宝贵的石头，都是被凿成的，跟我们今天每一个弟兄姐妹有关系的。
Because these precious stones that has specific cubits and dimensions, all has important meaning for us brothers and sisters.
因为我们最后一定要成为神建造圣殿的材料。
Because in the end, we need to be the materials that were used for God's temple.
这个神的圣殿跟我们每一个弟兄姐妹都有关系的。
God's temple is something that is very important to all of us.
我们如果能够把自己真的按照神的需求来把它凿成神所要用的石头，那何等荣耀呢？
It would be very glorious if we can all become the dimensions and the sizing and cubits of the stones that God requires.
我们一起来唱诗。
And let's sing hymn.
416首。
416.